Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's August 16th, 1943, and the title is You Can't Go Home. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I will still wait! Hoy!
Boot Kelly was going home. Leaning against the bar in the almost deserted Silver Dollar Cafe, he realized for the first time in his life how pleasant the thought of home could be. Home. The old ranch in Bluebonnet Valley. His brother Kles and Kles's wife. Yes, from this moment on, he was through with back trails and owl hoot friends. It was then that Boot noticed the cat. A large gray cat slinking along the back bar among the stacked bottles. He would have given the matter no more thought, for he hadn't heard the cafe door open behind him, but suddenly the cat stopped mewing and stared directly over Boot's shoulder. Then Boot heard a voice, low and level.
Turn around, Boot. Keep your paws bar level.
Spider Bay. Why, sure, Spider. Anything you say.
That's better.
You got the drop on me. If it hadn't been for that cat, I never would have known it.
What cat?
See, right over there, in the back bar.
Yeah, I see.
You sneaker! Oh, my arm!
Now I'll do the talking. Hey, barkeep.
Yeah? Yes, sir?
Set up a couple of drinks for me and my friend Spider Bane. Maybe I should say Sheriff Bane.
Yes, sir. Right away.
And take that cat away. Disturbs my friend here.
Yes, sir. Here, Kitty. Come on, Kitty.
Something you wanted to speak about, Spider?
I heard you were in town. I came here to tell you to get out.
Yeah? Why?
We don't want any owl hoots in our town.
Your drinks, gents.
Thanks. And if this town don't cotton to owl hoots, what are you doing here?
That's different. I'm a lawman.
Yeah, I heard about it. Hire a wolf to catch a wolf. Is that it?
My past record ain't no secret. But I'm on the law side now.
So am I, Spider. Going home.
What?
You heard right. Going home, hang up these guns, and settle down to ranching.
You mean over in the valley?
The spread my old man used to own. Belongs to me and my brother now. He's been working alone for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I mean, I heard about it. Does your brother know you're coming back?
No, he ain't laid eyes on me for over 10 years. I'm going to surprise him. Heard he was having some trouble with some rustling hombres down there. You know anything about that?
No, I don't.
If it's the truth, I'll put a stop to it. Pronto.
Hire a rustler to catch a rustler, huh?
What the... I see what you mean. Well, Spider, I'm not going to hold that remark against you because from now on I want to be a friend to lawmen. All lawmen. Even an ex-gun hawk like you.
And you're going to keep moving? Get out of here?
Sure I'm moving. I don't like your town anyway. Only got one more stop to make before I head for the ranch.
Yeah? Where are you stopping?
Over in Blue Bonnet tomorrow night. Gonna get myself shaved and slicked up before I walk into my brother.
Good idea.
So, let's finish this drink. Make it a drink to you. I hope you're a better lawman than you were an outlaw.
Why, you...
Now, don't get riled up. Just remember to keep your eyes on the other man's hog leg and not on stray cats.
Sure, Boot. I'll remember.
So long, Spider. Keep that tin star shining. I'm going home.
That's what you think. When I get through with you, you can't go home.
Sheriff, barkeep over the Silver Dollar said you left word for me and Taggart.
Yes, I did. Sit down, boys.
What's up?
Either of you remember Boot Kelly?
You mean Boot that used to run with the old Stevens gang?
Yeah, and then he let out for himself. Think he did some time up in Arkansas.
That's him.
Boot was mighty fast with his guns. That's what I heard.
Yeah, he still is.
Hey, you got your shoulder bandaged. What happened?
Slug from a .45. Boot Kelly squeezed the trigger.
Hello. So Kelly's in these parts, huh?
Not now. He was just going through.
Well, how come he was slinging lead at you, Sheriff?
That doesn't matter. We've got a lot more than that to worry about.
What do you mean?
For the past 6 months, things have been running pretty smooth. With me holding down this law job and you two as my deputies, it's been a good cover-up. Most of the beef we've been rustling lately has come from the ranches over in Blue Bonnet Valley.
Sure.
Tomorrow night, we're all set to grab 200 or 300 head from the Kelly spread over there.
What of it? It'll be a cinch.
Don't either of you hardly see any connection between Cles Kelly's ranch and Boot Kelly, who went through town this afternoon?
Same name, that's all.
They're brothers. And Boot is on his way home to settle down.
That's a good one. Boot Kelly settling down. Why, that ornery gunslinging sidewinder couldn't
settle
down. He
can do plenty. He won't be as easy to fool as these dumb ranchers. He'll know every rustling trick as well as we do. Maybe better.
Well, let's stop him.
That's what I intend to do. And do it inside the law. No bushwhacking.
What do you mean, Spider?
I want both of you to saddle up and line out for Blue Bonnet right now. I'll follow you later. We've got to be over there tomorrow night anyway.
Well, what's the idea of us going on ahead?
To hunt up Boot. Like as not, you'll find him in a barber shop getting slicked up before he goes out to his brother's ranch.
Thought you said no bushwhacking.
Wait till I get through telling you what to do. This Boot Kelly likes to play jokes on people. That's why he'll fall for this one.
Eh? Yeah? What is it?
You've heard of the Lone Ranger, ain't you?
Well, sure. What's he got to do with it?
Nothing. But we'll make Boot think he has. Right then is when Mr. Kelly walks into some lead.
It was early the following morning when Boot Kelly arrived in the town of Blue Bonnet. He'd been in the saddle almost 18 hours, so as soon as he'd stabled his horse, he rented a room and slept until sundown. Then he visited the local barber shop. And while he was waiting his turn in the chair, he overheard two men talking.
Sure is a shame about old Cles Kelly, ain't it?
Kelly? What's the matter with him?
Nothing now. There's going to be when he stands up in front of that meeting of the Cattle Raisers Association down at the Oasis Cafe tonight.
Yeah? How's that?
Well, I thought you knew all about it.
No. Tell me.
Well, you know how the stock's been rustled out of the valley here lately. Almost every ranch has lost 100 head or more.
Yeah?
Well, all the cattlemen got together about a month ago, tried to figure out some way to stop it. That's when Cles Kelly stuck his neck out.
What do you mean?
Cles said the only way to stop the rustling was to send for the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, huh? That's a blame good idea.
Well, sure, but the hombre never showed up. Now all the other ranchers blame Cles for it. He promised the Lone Ranger and he can't deliver.
It's too bad. I'd hate to be in his shoes at the meeting tonight.
Yeah, so would I. Well, let's mosey down the cafe,
Yeah, good idea.
All right there, stranger, you're next. What'll it be, haircut or shave?
Who were those two gents that just walked out of here?
I don't know. A couple of cowhands, I guess. You'll sit right down here.
Oh, I want to talk to him.
Hey, how about that shave?
Some other time. I'm busy now. Hey there, just a minute.
Yelling at us, stranger?
What do you want?
Couldn't help overhearing what you said back there in the barber shop.
Yeah, what's that?
About Cles Kelly. Is that right? Is he in a tough spot because he can't deliver the Lone Ranger in front of the Cattlemen's Association?
Well, sure, it's right. Well, me and my friend here were just saying, what Cles ought to do is to get a hold of some hombre and put a mask on him and pretend he's the Lone Ranger. The ranchers would never know the difference.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing.
How come you're so interested in Cles Kelly?
Because I was figuring on surprising him. Now, this way, I can help him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could.
If I only had one of them black masks like the Lone Ranger wears.
That's funny. I've got one right here in my pocket. I figured on giving it to Cles.
No, let me have it.
Right?
Thanks. What time is that meeting tonight, and where'll it be?
Oasis Cafe, 9:00.
Now, don't say anything to Cles about this. I'll walk in there and help him out of the fix he's in. And I've got another surprise for him.
We won't say a word. Hey, you're powerful anxious to help Cles Kelly. Why, anyway?
I'll let you know later. If you're going to be at the cafe.
Don't worry. We'll be there.
It was almost 9:00 when Ponto and Dan Reed rode into Bluebonnet. They reined up their horses before the hitch rack in front of the Oasis Cafe.
Oh,
I guess this is as good a place as any, Tonto. The Lone Ranger said to stop here in town and ask someone about the trails leading south.
Plenty of rain since full moon. Maybe trails washed out.
Yeah. Where'll we go? Into this cafe? Oh, that's a bartender. Maybe he'll know. Say, mister, can you tell me if we're on...
We don't serve any drinks to Injuns or kids. You'd better have a moose.
Well, we don't want a drink. We want to find out about some trail.
Say, look at that.
What's wrong?
The hombre that just walked in the door. He's wearing a mask.
John, look.
I'm looking for a gent named Cles Kelly. Where is he?
Masked. What is this? Maybe it's a holdup.
Where's Cles Kelly?
Who wants to know?
Tell him the Lone Ranger's here and wants to see him.
The Lone Ranger? So that's why he's wearing a mask.
What's he doing here?
Why don't you stop trying to fool these people, Boot? We know who you are and what you are.
Well, you're the one who... Where's Cles? Is he here?
You're nothing but a two-bit outlaw trying to stick up a cafe.
Why,
and
you...
you're caught in the act. It's a good thing for the rest of us that there happens to be a lawman like Sheriff Bain standing right in back of you.
Bain? Spider Bain is...
I got you covered, Boot. This is one time you won't outdraw me.
Frame up, and I walked right into it.
A chief outlaw always yells, frame up.
You dirty double cross.
What's happening for?
Tonto, did you hear what he's talking about here? They poked the floor.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The frame-up and the attack caught Boot Kelly wholly unprepared. Suddenly, several bullets seemed to find their mark at the same time. The next instant, Boot Kelly was stumbling backward toward the door of the cafe. His guns were silent, as were those of the men who'd been blasting him.
Look, he's walking out.
Don't worry. He won't walk far carrying all that lead.
Was that the Lone Ranger? He was wearing a mask.
Never saw one man get hit so many times.
Hey, Sheriff Bain, was that Hombre the Lone Ranger?
No, of course it wasn't. Just a masked outlaw me and the boys have been trailing.
Know his name?
Sure, it's Boot Kelly. Or it was Boot Kelly.
You mean Cles Kelly's brother?
Yeah. It's a lucky thing the boys and me were here when he tried to hold up this place.
Wonder why he made that speech. Asked for Cles and said he was the Lone Ranger.
Tried to throw you off guard. If one of my deputies hadn't recognized him, he would have had the drop on everybody another minute.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, barkeep.
Yeah?
You better send somebody for the coroner. Tell him there's an owl hoot full of lead lying down the street somewhere. He can't be very far away.
Say, Mr. Bartender, if you want somebody to go for the coroner, I'll do it for you.
You still here?
Don't bother.
All right, kid, you can go. Know where the coroner lives?
Oh, I can find it. Come on, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
Golly, Tonto, that's the worst gunfight I've ever seen.
That plenty bad. Three men against one.
Wonder why he tried to make them believe he was a Lone Ranger.
Not know, Dan.
And you hear what he said when that deputy sheriff yelled at him? Called him Boot Kelly. Said something about a frame-up.
Me hear him.
If we could only... Hey, look, Tonto. That's him lying over there on the ground. Guess he's dead.
Come.
Oh, gee. He's a big fella. He's torn off that mask.
Him stopped many bullets. Hurt plenty bad.
Yeah, but he's still alive and... Tonto. There must have been some reason for him to pretend he was a Lone Ranger. You can take care of his wounds as good as a doctor can. Let's take him to our camp and see what the Lone Ranger says.
You wait here. Me bring horses.
The Lone Ranger was greatly surprised when Dan and Tonto arrived in camp carrying a wounded outlaw. Tonto bandaged Boot Kelly's wounds and made him as comfortable as possible. But the Lone Ranger could tell from Tonto's manner that there wasn't much hope for the wounded man's recovery.
Do you feel any better now? I guess I did cash in all right. Or I must be dreaming.
You're badly wounded. We've tried to help you.
I know. Lots of slugs in my chest. I am dreaming.
What makes you think so?
I remember walking into that cafe before Spider Bain and his skunks double-crossed me. I was going to surprise my brother Cles. Make out I was a Lone Ranger.
Yes?
And now, must have caught one of those slugs in the head. Because you look just like the real Lone Ranger.
Tell me, your name is Kelly, isn't it? Boot Kelly.
Yeah.
You're an outlaw, or you used to be.
I was going to quit. Get right with the law. I was on my way home.
Why did you pretend to be the Lone Ranger?
That was their idea. I was dumb enough to fall for it.
Who do you mean, they?
Oh, them sneaking deputies of Spider Bane's. I can figure the whole thing now. When they told me my brother had sent for the Lone Ranger to help him stop rustling here in the valley, I believed them. Dirty sneaking...
How could you help your brother by pretending to be someone you're not?
I was just going to surprise him for a minute. And take off the mask. You see, Cles never had much use for me. Because I was an outlaw. I figured I could run down the rustlers and...
Have you any idea who they are?
Stranger, up until the time I walked into that cafe, I didn't know. But now I'd lay 100 to 1. It's a sure bet.
Who is it?
Spider Bane's the sheriff in the next county.
Yes, I know.
Everybody thinks he's reformed. That's how he got the job. But it ain't true. He's the one who's doing the rustling. That's why he set a trap for me.
From what I know of Spider Bane, you may be right.
I know I am. And I'll bet that's why he and his gunnies are in Bluebonnet tonight. They figured on getting me out of the way and then rustling some steers.
Moon has just risen. I'll wait until it goes down. Boot, how far is your brother's ranch from here?
Too far for me to ever get there. played out my string, and I know it.
Maybe not.
Worst part of it is, when Cless hears what happened, he'll never know I was coming home to settle down. But I wanted to be right with the law.
Yes, he will. I'll see that you get home, and I'm sure Cless will understand. How do we get to his ranch?
Straight east. Till you pass a spring near Chimney Buttes. That's the west line of the ranch.
Good. Bring up the horses, Dan.
Sure.
Boot, you ride double with Tonto again.
Try it. Awful tired now.
Him hurt plenty bad.
Yes, I know, Kemosabe. The only way we can help is to try to get him home before he dies.
Do you think he's right about Spider Bane and the rustling?
I don't know, Dan. But I'm going to finish the job this man started to do.
You mean find out the truth?
He was shot down while pretending to be the Lone Ranger. I'll see what luck I have pretending to be Boot Kelly.
A short time later, just as the moon sank behind low-lying hills, the Lone Ranger, Dan and Tonto, who was supporting the injured Boot Kelly in his saddle, reined up their horses near a spring at the foot of Giant Chimney Buttes.
This is the spring he told us about. We'll stop and water the horses.
Oh, golly. Water sure looks good to us, doesn't it, Victor?
Take it easy, Dan. Don't let him drink too fast. How's Boot, Tonto? Is he any better?
Me think him stop too many bullet. Boot Kelly not get home now.
You mean?
Him dead.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd hoped he would live long enough to... Now, wait a minute. I'll help you lift him out of the saddle, steady fella.
Where we put...
We put the body right here by the spring. He did finally reach the fence line of his brother's ranch.
Him.
What's the matter, Tonto?
Listen. We hear men move. Other side of Chimney Rock.
I can't hear them, but... Come on. We'll move closer and see. You wait here with the horses, Dan.
Sure.
All right, Tonto. You lead the way.
Back and cut those bees out of the herd. And head them over this way.
Right. I'll wait.
It's Spider Bane. Boot Kelly was right. And they're rustling cattle from Cless Kelly's ranch.
And me know other men. They shoot men in cafe tonight.
We'll have to work fast, Tonto, before they get back here with the cattle. Ride the Bluebonnet. Tell the sheriff there that if he wants to capture the men who are stealing steers from the valley, to form a posse. You ride with them.
Me go.
I'll send Dan to the Kelly Ranch house. Now hurry, Tonto.
And what you do, Kemosabe?
What Boot Kelly would have done if he had reached home alive. Hurry.
Are you Mr. Kelly? Cless Kelly?
That's right, Stanton. What do you want?
If you want to help capture the rustlers who've been stealing all the stock here in the valley, come with me to the west line fence near the Chimney Buttes.
What's that? Capture the rustlers? Who are you?
Your brother's over there. It was his idea.
My brother? You mean Boot?
Yes, sir.
Boot can't be here. He's in prison someplace up north.
No, sir. He came home. Came home just in time to help you. The sheriff and a posse will be there, too.
Well, I'll be... You wait here just a minute, Shorty, till I get dressed. Then I'll saddle the horse and we'll ride.
Get him into that cab, Tiger.
Where's Jeb? He's going to watch that side.
Hey, Jeb!
Jeb!
Now the no-count clears Vamoose.
Hey, Spider, look.
What?
Oh, boy. Right over there on that hill. It's Boot Kelly.
Can't be. Kelly's dead.
We shot him.
It's him or his ghost. Look, he's still wearing that mask.
I can't believe it.
He's drawing down on a spider. Look.
We'll see how that buzzard can still walk. But if he wants more lead, I'll give it to him.
You missed him. He's still there and he's coming this way.
Get out your gun and start blasting.
Now you close in.
All right, boys, let's corral them varmints. Get up there.
See, the posse's got them surrounded. They won't get away.
You know who the rustlers are?
Sure. The sheriff, Spider Bane, and two of his deputies from the next county.
Spider Bane, a double-crossing lawman. No wonder we couldn't get a line on the varmints. Come on, let's ride over there. I want to see my brother Boot and thank him.
No, you go ahead, Mr. Kelly. I'll wait here.
Good. Get up!
Oh, oh boy, oh there.
Hello, Sheriff.
Les Kelly. You're a little late, but in plenty of time to see these buzzards be corralled. You know who it is? Spider Bane and his two deputies. Got him hogtied and handcuffed.
Yeah, somebody just told me who it was. Where's Boot? Where's my brother?
Boot did a mighty fine job, Class. Fine job of shooting. I saw it with my own eyes. It's a shame.
Well, what do you mean? Where is he?
Over there on the ground with the spring.
Well, he's not... You mean dead?
It's the second time tonight these buzzards gunned him. First in town at the cafe. Then he must have known what they were doing because he trailed them out here and sent an engine to get me and the boys.
Yeah. Well, I've always prayed that Boot would come home someday, but I didn't want it to happen this way.
There's only one thing I can't figure out, Class.
What's that?
I saw it myself. He stood over there on the hill and shot it out with these skunks. But why was he wearing a mask? Why was he still pretending to be the Lone Ranger?
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.